Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Steve Vandor, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Mr. Tibbles, Mrs. Norris, why do the animals owned by Squibs seem to have similar names, and particularly human-sounding titles at that? In Chapter 2 of Order of the Phoenix, we meet Mrs. Fig properly for the first time. She turned up in Book 1 as the seemingly insignificant neighbor lady who minded Harry when the Dursleys were out. She was mentioned again in Goblet of Fire, although readers at the time weren't sure if it was the same person. Dumbledore asks Sirius to alert folks he refers to as the Old Crowd and include someone named Arabella Fig on the list. Fans spent a lot of time speculating whether Arabella Fig could possibly be the same person as the batty old babysitter of Philosopher's Stone, which of course she was. In Book 1, we learn that Mrs. Fig was a cat lover. She forces Harry to look at photos of all the cats she's ever owned, which included Tibbles, Snowy, Mr. Paws, and Tufty. And that's Mr. Tibbles, as we learn in Order of the Phoenix. According to Rowling, these animals are not simply cats. She said on her old website that Mrs. Fig's cats are actually cat-neasel crossbreeds. In other words, they're magical animals. Rowling makes clear that they function as support animals for Squibs, rather like service dogs do for us Muggles. She wrote, Filch has carved himself a niche at Hogwarts, and Arabella Fig operates as Dumbledore's liaison between the magical and muggle worlds. Neither of these characters can perform magic, Filch's quickspell course never worked, but they still function within the wizarding world because they have access to certain magical objects and creatures that can help them. Arabella Fig does a roaring trade in crossbred cats and neasels. These magical helpers do a lot more than just slink around and cuddle. Mrs. Norris is described this way in Book 1. She patrolled the corridors alone, break a rule in front of her, put just one toe out of line, and she'd whisk off for Filch, who'd appear wheezing 2 seconds later. Mr. Tibbles was also capable of reporting to Mrs. Fig. He related to her what had happened with Mundungus Fletcher. Clever creatures indeed. Here in Chapter 2 of Order of the Phoenix, one of those clever creatures sets in motion a hilarious sequence where we and Harry discover that his old babysitter was part of the wizarding world all along. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.